Page 89. G. On my own. 52 million people in the USA are of Hispanic origin, making Hispanics the largest ethnic minority in the country. Hispanic is the term for people from Latin America and Caribbean countries, including Mexico and Puerto Rico.
My mother and father came over here from Mexico in the 1980s, leaving three of their children behind. They came looking for work and ended up here in California. My brother and I were born in the USA. After a couple of years in the US, my three siblings in Mexico came over to live with us. When I was 16, my parents got divorced, and my dad went back to Mexico with my older brother. When my father left the US, he could not return, as he did not have permanent residency status. About a year later, my mom got a call from her father saying that her mother was seriously ill. Some weeks later, my mom left to go home to take care of my grandparents, leaving me behind. Like my father, my mother cannot return to the US, as she doesn't have permanent residency status either. I've always done well in school, so I was able to go to college. My mother left when I was in my first semester of college, and that was really hard. I stayed with my sister and her family for a while, but that didn't work out so well, so I decided to move. In order to rent a flat and help my mom, I had to get a job. It's hard to find work in Mexico, and since my mom has to take care of her parents, she doesn't work. Actually, I needed more than one job to be able to support my mom and myself. I was lucky and got a job at the Learning Center at the university where I study. Here, I help out students with their subjects, with writing, and so on. I really like my job as I find it rewarding helping others. When I heard that the Education Opportunities Program, the EOP, at the university was hiring people to work with first-generation low-income college students, I decided to have a go for it. I remember how much help I got from my EOP officer, and I decided I wanted to be that person for someone else. I applied, and I got the job. Being a low-income college student myself, I understand how hard it is to be the first person in a family to go to college and not have anyone who can help you with college applications, applying for financial aid, and so on. In addition to the jobs at the university, I also work at a shoe store here in town. For the time being, I have three jobs, which I like, but it's really hard work. I need to keep my grades up too, so sometimes I'm so tired, I just want to sit down and cry. A lot of people ask me how I can manage, and my answer is that I have to. I know it's hard now, but it will be rewarding in the end, I'm sure. One day, I will have an interesting job with a lot of possibilities and a good salary. There's no turning back now. Veronica.